time is.
It's Pastor Adam's podcast.
Hello, everybody. We're back again. Another Wednesday. It's time for Pastor Adam's Wednesday podcast, devotional, whatever you want to call it. Here's where I want to start. I was walking through the auditorium at my church here the other day with all the lights out because I hadn't turned them on and I had to go to the bathroom. So I was just walking through real quick, my little flashlight on my phone. And it made me think, being in the darkness in the auditorium, a time where Pastor Tommy, you know, our pastor, our lead pastor here at Point North Church, he told me he was sitting in the auditorium in the dark praying, you know, and he said at one point, you know, he was asking God for a sign or something to let him know that he was there listening, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, he did that and the light over his head went on. And obviously he took that as a sign, which after he, when he told all of us on staff, we were like, yeah, it's like, we thought that was cool. Like, man, God's awesome. He did that. But that also got me thinking, what if that day when he was sitting in that auditorium praying, what if I noticed him there? And I was like, let me turn the lights on for him. So I turned on the light. Now he could have told that same story, you know, that God gave him a sign at that moment. But I could have also been like, no, I saw you there, so I turned the light on. That was me. So it was just a coincidence that that happened, right? But then the more I thought about it, even if things did play out like that, I did turn the lights on after Sam, wouldn't it still be a sign from God? Because I would have been prompted somehow to turn the light on, right? I think that still checks out. So that got me thinking about what the world calls, you know, coincidence, what could be a coincidence compared to what we believe, we as believers think is God at work, right? So what I did first, because whether you believe me or not, I do a little prep for this podcast. I asked AI what if there was a difference between coincidence and God working through everything, you know? So I went to good old ChatGPT and asked it. And here's what AI had to say on the matter. By the way, this is just me asking the question, is there a difference between coincidence and God at work? That's it. And then this is everything that it says, right? So here's what it had to say. It said, yes, there is a significant difference between coincidence and God working, especially from a Christian biblical worldview. And then it said, let's break this down clearly. So right off the bat, it says, yes, there's a difference between coincidence and, you know, God making things happen. Okay, so see that, let's see what AI's definition of coincidence is. So coincidence, the worldview definition. A coincidence is commonly understood as a surprising or unexpected occurrence of events that appear related but happen by chance without any intentional cause. And the key characteristics it listed are random, unplanned, no inherent purpose, no intelligent guidance. So here's an example that it gave. You think about a friend, they call you a minute later. You call it a weird coincidence. Then you move on, assuming it was just luck or chance. Now, it listed the Christian or biblical definition of what we would call, you know, coincidence being God at work in our lives. So God working, biblical view. The definition is God working refers to events and situations being intentionally orchestrated by God according to his sovereign will and purpose, even when they appear ordinary or random. And the key characteristics of this is purposeful, intentional, sovereignly planned, and subtle or unseen. Now, here's what I found very interesting. When I asked the question on ChatGPT, is there a difference between coincidence and God working in our lives? It initially said, yes, there's a difference. But what is strange is that the answer that the artificial intelligence it gives, they give it biblical support. The biblical support is not only from Scripture, but an example from Scripture. So it first uses Proverbs 16:4. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even when the wicked for a day of it. Wait. even the wicked for a day of disaster. Then AI references Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him. Then it uses Psalm 37:23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Then the example AI lists is Joseph's brothers selling him into slavery. It looked evil and misfortunate, but later Joseph says, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." And that's from Genesis 50:20. That was no coincidence. It was divine orchestration. This is all from AI. Just the one question, and these are all the answers. And then it gives, so what's the real difference between coincidence and God working? So we have an aspect or origin, and the coincidence is random chance, and God's work is sovereignly designed. The purpose for coincidence, there's no purpose. God's working is always purposeful. Control, no one is in control for coincidence. And then with God working, God's in full control. Then there's interpretation, and that coincidence is natural explanation. And God working, it means spiritual meaning. And then the response is for coincidence, it's dismissed or surprised. For God working in our lives, it leads to worship, awe, and trust. But then it gets crazier because ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, I can't speak today, man. It doesn't know I'm a pastor or even that I'm Christian. It doesn't or wouldn't even care because it's not a person with feelings or whatever. This is just straight logic-based answers, right? So what came next is even more surprising to me. And then, so it listed why it matters for believers. When we believe that God is constantly at work, even in the smallest events, we stop living by luck and start living by faith. Believing in God working leads us to pray more intentionally, walk with greater expectation, trust God's timing more deeply, obey quicker, knowing it may be part of something bigger. This is all the answer from ChatGPT. But there is no why coincidence matters to non-believers or how any support to back that up that it lists, because it can't. And I find that interesting. Now, ChatGPT gives an illustration on this, and it's two people, one event, and it says, here's the scenario. Two people narrowly avoid a car accident. Person A, the worldly secular believer, says, wow, that was close. What a coincidence. Person B, the believer, says, thank you, Lord. I don't know what you just spared me from, but I trust you are at work. So it's the same moment, different worldview. And then, so they said, the bottom line is coincidence is what the world sees. Providence is what believers know. Okay, now lastly, here's the mind blower. If ChatGPT stopped there and that was the end of the answer, I'd still say that the answers that it gave me still leans a little more towards a biblical view. But there was one more sentence that it added, and it's closing statement, and I couldn't believe it. It said this: God may use what looks like coincidence to unbelievers, but for those with eyes of faith, it's recognized as divine intervention or God-orchestrated moment. So clearly, ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, seems to, I'd say, subscribe toward the divine. And I find that pretty crazy, right? So I wanted to sort of dive a little deeper into this topic of, you know, coincidence or what they said is divine orchestration. Okay, so here's where we start. Life is, or could be, can be fast-paced. Unless you're, you know, sitting in line at Taco Bell at Monk's Quarter, South Carolina. But we often move from one moment to the next without, you know, even thinking about it. How God is involved in the ordinary, everyday workings in our life, we just kind of take for granted. It's easily, especially if we're, you know, rooted in the secular world, people tend to explain away strange timing or unexpected meetings or sudden, I don't know what you call it, provisions as just coincidence. But Scripture calls us to view life through the lens of divine orchestration. Proverbs 16:9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." That verse that I just read, that idea that we are in control is wrong. Now, we may draw up plans or write to-do lists and make, you know, strategic decisions, but ultimately God guides where we end up. His hand is directing not just the, you know, the big things, the big milestones, but also the small, seemingly insignificant turns in our lives. And I was thinking about different things that happened in scripture that we could say, some people could say it's coincidence, but other could say it's divine orchestration. So what if we, let's look at Ruth and Boaz. In Ruth 2:3, we read that Ruth happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. The original Hebrew phrase implies chance, but the broader context of the scripture makes it clear that this was divine appointment. Ruth's decision to glean that field led to her redemption, her marriage to Boaz, and becoming the great-grandmother of King David. Her faithful obedience met God's sovereign plan, and what looked like coincidence was actually God moving with perfect timing. Then we have to ask ourselves, how many times have we brushed off a moment as chance when it was clearly God at work? And then you're like, do you view unexpected moments or accidents? Or do you stop and think, or even ask maybe like, Lord, are you at work right now? Because we have to accept that there is, or recognize that divine orchestration is happening in our lives. When we start to see with, you know, I don't know what to call it, maybe spiritual eyes, I don't know, we notice that what we once called luck or coincidence is often something, you know, very intentional from a sovereign and loving God. Romans 8:23 declares, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Now, obviously, that doesn't mean every event's always going to be good or pleasant, but it assures us that every event has a purpose when submitted to God's will. How about this? Here's an example of what we could call a coincidence, what many would call a coincidence outside of the Christian faith, and it's the story of a missionary. A missionary was headed to a conference overseas, and on the way he got a flat tire. And not only was this probably super frustrating and a pretty big hassle, I've been there, having to change a tire when you're not expecting it, but it led this missionary to, you know, missing his flight that he was about to go to, right? On top of all that, missing the flight, he had to sit at the airport for hours. After a while, the missionary began a conversation with the businessman who was also, you know, sitting there waiting for his flight, killing time. Missionary began the small talk, as we all do, and then eventually the businessman asked what he was doing, where he's going, whatever, and the missionary started, "Wait, I'm going overseas this conference, I'm a missionary," you know, and he starts to share the gospel, you know, as we all should do. The businessman said that he used to be a believer and he'd sort of kind of walked away from the church a while ago, many years ago. But later on in that conversation, the businessman confessed to the missionary that he had been contemplating suicide. That conversation, or what many people would have called, you know, a chance encounter, actually, in the long term, turn the businessman back to God. And so if that tire hadn't blown, that inconvenience, that hassle that he went through, the missionary would have made the flight, would have never met the businessman, and who knows what would have happened from then. What seems like a frustrating delay was a divine, you know, setup. And as believers, we should not only expect divine interruptions, we should welcome them. Psalm 37:23 adds, The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. So think about that. Every detail. Even the ones we overlook. The detours, the delays, the disappointments, the frustrations. But all of that may be part of God's larger narrative. Here's another example. A woman awoke one night with an unshakable urge to pray for a friend she hadn't spoken to in months. And she was like, that's weird. She just resisted, feeling silly about it, you know. But eventually, she ended up texting her. And the response was, I was crying out to God just now, asking him if anybody cared. And then your message came. That wasn't coincidence. That was a holy moment right there. And as believers, we're not called to live based on what we see with our natural eyes, but with maybe like some sort of perception or a spiritual perception. 2 Corinthians 5:7 teaches, for we live by faith, not by sight. This means trusting that even when we can't immediately discern God's plan, which we often can't, he's working behind the scenes because God's sovereignty is evident in our everyday lives. Ephesians 1:11 reminds us, in him we're also chosen according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. The key word there is everything. Not just spiritual matters or Sunday mornings or whatever. Everything is under God's sovereignty. Everything. When we start looking at life this way, we can stop calling things random or just a coincidence and begin calling them divine. Conversations and locations, even accidents, delays, or inconveniences, they become spiritual territory for God to work. So let's look at another, I don't know, you could say a chance encounter from the Bible. Let's look at Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. In Acts 8, 26-39, Philip is told by an angel to go to a desert road. No reason is given. And Philip, he obeys. And just then, an Ethiopian official is passing by, reading Isaiah 53, and he doesn't understand it. And he's like, what? So Philip explains the passage, shares Jesus with him, and the man is changed. He's immediately asked to be baptized, so they baptize him right there. If you're not familiar with the story, you should go back and read Acts 8. It's a good read. You won't be disappointed. But if you are familiar with it, think about this. One obedient moment led to the gospel being shared with one person, which is a pretty big deal on its own. But this encounter was also a springboard for the gospel to enter a new continent. If Philip had dismissed the prompting as, you know, a coincidence or irrational, or, you know, a lot of us might have been like, no, although it was an angel, haven't been talked to an angel before, so who knows. But if he had not done what that angel said, he would have missed partaking in, you know, like a kingdom breakthrough. So after hearing all of this, the coincidence versus divine orchestration, how are we supposed to respond? How are we supposed to look at, you know, events in our life to know, is it God or is it coincidence? Is there such thing as coincidence? I don't think there is. So I have three things that we can do. First, we can pray for awareness. Ask God to heighten your spiritual sensitivity in your prayer time as the Lord. Say, you know, Lord, help me see what you're doing in the ordinary, because he delights in revealing his work to those who seek it. Number two, we can pause and reflect. When unexpected things happen, even the stuff that irritates us or annoys us, pause before reacting, which I know is very hard because you're dealing with, you know, unexpected obstacles, issues, all that, especially if you have no patience or have a bit of a temper like some people, me, you know, but just pause and reflect on it. Number three, respond in faith and obedience. Follow through on gentle nudges from the Holy Spirit make the phone call, start the conversation. I don't know, take the detour. God often leads through these subtle impressions. But remember, what the world sees as coincidence, Christians should see as maybe a confirmation or a reminder that God is near and active in our lives. And when we start living with these, with this awareness, our trust in God deepens. We begin to rest in His timing, even when it doesn't really make sense. We become more attentive to His voice, more available for His assignments, and more joyful in the knowledge that nothing in our lives is wasted. And I've used this verse from Proverbs many times in the 4+ years of this devotional podcast. And that's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and always submit to him, and he will make your path straight. God is not a God of chance. He's a God of purpose, precision, and perfect timing. So, thought that's something I might share with you today. So, let me know what you think of that. Leave a comment, share this with friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, enemies, who knows? Just put it out there, you know, and hopefully something good happens. You have a good one, and I'll see you next Wednesday.